Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. This morning was my debate with Styx. It was great. I really like the product of the debate. I can't believe how emotional people are with this issue of abortion. And I see in the comments some people say JF destroyed Styx. And some people say Styx destroyed JF. And I don't have the impression at all that any of us have destroyed one another. I think it was a very fair-handed, even-handed discussion, and it was great. Although neither of us are men of numbers, we don't ask the other debater to come with data. That's not our style. We're both more intellectual and more at the level of ideas, and you know the facts are to be checked later. But I like this kind of debate. And it wasn't really a debate, it was a discussion. Two guys who were very much alike, me and Styx, but he has this kind of deeply liberal attitude of the 80s and 90s, whereas I have this deeply more sympathy with the conservative side of arguments. And but despite these differences, which may seem major, and in current society, normally the difference between left and right is indeed a major thing. For us, because we're both libertarian-minded, it's a very small distance to cross. So it was great. Thomas said, Tarl did a good job poking into the dimples of JF's argument. Well played, but it was just that play. I think it's a fair assessment, and on my side too, I merely experimented with what he was saying and questioned what he was saying. I can't say that I punched into his argument and destroyed him, but it was extremely interesting. I don't see the chat flowing. Is it because you guys are just sleepy or you're not receiving the show? Let me know on the chat, because normally people would say hello. The last chat I see is Rustland Orloff, who says hello everyone. Nicholas Petris says test. Okay, so you guys are receiving me. Silver Spider says just got here. Okay. Sometimes I'm afraid that Odyssey is bugged, but sometimes it's just that you guys have nothing to say. All right, so yeah, the argument I made was simply that it's a win that we can have Republicans gun their own way in America, because the biggest threat is for Republicans to get imposed the Democrat lifestyle through the federal government. And that threat has been abolished by the current constitution of the Supreme Court justices, and we should wish that this keeps going. TBS says, have you looked into Azomite? Yes, I immediately bought Azomite, so I'll be able to test Azomite on the next season. In 9 months from now, I will be integrating it to my cell, but I should receive it in a couple of days. I went immediately on Amazon and bought Azomite, because I think it's a very good thing. It seems from the chemical composition I've seen, that sounds like a very good tip that Styx gave me for the garden. Silver Spider says, Styx is not a good debater. I like his news content, but he never solves libertarian problems. Yeah, I mean, we touched upon this a little bit. It never came clear because he always slimed away from answering the question of what leads you to believe that abortion should be available. Is it that you think the female should be in control of her body? Is it that you think the father shouldn't have a say? We never got into this because Styx restricted his argument to a very pragmatic, very like, oh, strategically it's better right now to do this. A little bit like Curtis Yarvin, in a way. He was suggesting, let us strictly analyze this from a strategic, tactical, political standpoint, and even from the eugenics standpoint. very often, people who don't talk much about eugenics will tend toward making a eugenic argument when they're against me, because they know that it's all I got, that basically everything boils down to a eugenic argument with me. So he tried doing this, but it's not super clear to me what is the eugenic effect of abortion, especially abortion, a landscape of different laws of abortion across America. We should be very careful in making a small story about this, because it's not small at all. It's super complex. When you make a law against abortion, it's going to encourage some people not to do it because of the weight, because of the psychological weight, because of perhaps the expenses for traveling. And so it's really not clear who you're allowing to abort and who you're not allowing to abort when you have a landscape of different rules in different places. Keith Richardson says, don't forget the IQ question, JF. Yeah, we talked about it. Styx came out and said disallowing abortion will decrease IQ. Not sure about this, especially with the kind of correlation that exists between liberals, people who get into career in the city, people who go to the university for a long time, and abortion. It's very hard for me to say for sure, and in fact I don't think that outlawing abortion will lower IQ. If anything, abortion itself happening lowers IQ, because it's the high IQ career oriented people and academics who are the closest to pro-abortion propaganda, and the most sophisticated people are very likely to get an abortion, or they are likely to use contraception in a way that they will not even get an abortion, but they will get an abortion only if an accident happens. Keith Richardson says, lots of mixed crosstalk in the Crucible talk. I saw too many of the Ralph retard crowd, especially Zen Shapiro. Oh yeah, Zen Shapiro was super triggered that we weren't making the arguments he wanted us to make. And he was kind of a moderator on the chat. It sucks when a moderator becomes emotional like this, because it's supposed to be a neutral debate, and you have the moderator yelling at one of the debaters. He was yelling at me throughout the show. It creates a bad experience for the users, especially because I don't like chatting in a chat that is controlled by someone who's more emotional than me. And this guy was extremely emotional. He was like, JF is not making the right arguments. Hey, you know, develop a fucking e-celeb career and you can make your own argument. Let me do my own argument. What the fuck are you talking about? Silver Spider says, Styx is for maximum rights, maximum free speech, maximum gun rights, maximum abortion rights, and he loves the word pragmatic. Yeah, but my point about contracts, he didn't address it at all. And the problem of liberty when you enter the contractual world is that precisely a society that respects contract is not always going for maximal liberty. When I bind you to buy this, you know, once you sign something, you are bound to do that thing. And if I hold you responsible for not doing that thing later, I'm enforcing contracts, and I am enforcing a free world, but a free world where we will hold you to your own commitments. And I would have liked to dig deeper, but anyway, Styx couldn't stay very long, so he offered to the Crucible that there will be a second discussion. So I don't know when it will be scheduled, but we'll talk more in depth and longer about all the broad stuff that we were trying to cover, but that we couldn't touch upon. Silver Spider says, JF, no offense, I think everyone is more emotional than you. You're right. So I'm always annoyed when there's a moderator of any kind. Absolutely. Look at this. I have finished painting my little shed for storage space. Absolute beauty. Beautiful copper color. What they call a stain. So it's a semi-transparent paint where you can still see the features of the wood that you painted. So it's not an opaque paint that hides the feature of the wood. You can see the beautiful features of the original wood. I've made two layers of this paint. And look at this from the front. Beautiful doors that I've set up myself. I've designed this whole thing. And I made it piece by piece, chopping them the right dimensions and adjusting their level. And we have a beautiful place for storing wood, protecting it from the rain. I'm very proud of this. I'm getting better and better at making somewhat stable buildings. I'm understanding better and better the physics of cross braces. This is, of course, very luxurious in terms of a wood shed. Because I see what people make. They make a little roof and in super thin wood. This is like the Cadillac of wood stocking in terms of an outside building. Very glad it's over because I've been working on this for maybe 2 weeks almost. Any extra time that I had during the day, I've been building this. Slowly putting the foundation blocks and building the floor and then putting the pillars and then putting together the roof and sealing it, patching the little holes, sealing it then with paint and silicone. And now it's ready to welcome some wood. I'm finally done. Twitter explodes after Dave Chappelle. Show is cancelled in Minnesota. Totalitarian censorship. One Twitter user thanked the venue for making the right call and cancelling. First Avenue announced the Dave Chappelle show tonight at First Avenue has been cancelled and is moving to the Varsity Theater. To staff, artists, and our community, we hear you and we are sorry. Oh my god. When they say this, you know what happened. The leftists, the far leftists went after them. How can you bring Dave Chappelle? They started threatening them with problems for their venue, and they have kneeled to the leftists. I mean, we're talking about Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is not even offensive in his jokes. This is a very tame level of humor, Dave Chappelle. It's not even provocative. Dave Chappelle is trying to deliver, especially in the latest show I've seen from him, he was trying to deliver an emotional pro-trans story. Very much pro-trans. And so these people are accusing him of things that they don't fully understand. They don't understand what Dave Chappelle is. Maybe they do. And they're just lying to themselves, and they're just trying to find a reason to be offended, but there's none. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey regular chat. The Odyssey super chats are my favorite way of receiving support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below, and you'll also find the link to the debate this morning. Let me tell you that waking up at this time for Styx, who's in Europe, that certainly lowered my performance because it's hard to wake up. I'm even tired still because I couldn't recuperate on the last sleep. I didn't succeed at falling asleep again after the debate. It's rough, and on top of it, there were the time constraints, and I wanted to let him respond to every point. So there are lots of points I wanted to go into that I didn't get into. That being said, I knew that what we were leaving behind was a satisfactory product, but there's a couple of ideas I would have wanted to test him on a little bit more. For example, you know, the idea of contracts. Does Styx think that if a judge enforces a contract, that he's violating someone's liberty? The example I gave was the employer. You know, employers, they don't even have to say explicitly, I commit to paying some vacations for you. As soon as they hire someone, they're implicitly telling them, I'm going to pay a 4% vacation fee at the end of the year. And that is an example of implicit contracts that basically, if you didn't have this, employment would be a super complicated process. And I think a healthy society has this also in the domain of love and reproduction. Expectations set by the cultural standards of a given place. We consider, for example, that if a woman accepts our kiss without vocalizing opposition, that she is consenting to the kiss. That would be how people approach a kiss. And I think it's fair. It could be encoded in a law, and I think it would be fair to encode that way in a law, that basically consent is implicit when there's no objection. Some random bloke says, hey, JF, do you also find it ironic and annoying that Styx claims to be a raging libertarian but lives in a socialist welfare state? Well, I did make a comment because he was accused, and in no circumstance would I ever bring the fact that he lives in Europe against him, because I don't care. So sometimes the circumstances of life will force you to go to a country with which you disagree politically, and I don't care. But there was a circumstance where I had to bring it up because he was accusing me of being a traitor to my countries because I was advocating for retreat. I was saying, you know, the job of right-wingers in the next 100 years is to retreat to a place and to find a way to manage that place in a way that's in line with their political preferences. Basically create a Republican world in some US states, retreat from the others. And he was kind of pulling the whole, a French coward card, you know, you're advocating for retreating. And I was like, wait a minute. If moving away from a place you don't like and going toward a place you need, you like more, then you retreated from America. If abandoning the places that you don't control for places where you are more happy, or then he's retreating too. But he didn't feel that the accusation was fair. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm advocating for nothing else than what Styx has done, which is, let us move and concentrate to a certain place. Internal Facebook memo blows up Mark Zuckerberg's antitrust defense. Facebook, now known as Meta, alleges that its social networking platforms have dozens of outside rivals, but a recently released internal memo reveals that top executives were more worried about threats posed by their own products rather than by competitors. They're digging into the internal memos of Facebook with the hope of finding a kind of red flag that would indicate that Facebook was aware of the dangers of their product. I think it's all very superfluous, considering that this is all for an antitrust case, and you know, it's time to declare that big tech is a trust. It is a monopoly, and it's abusing its monopolistic position. Now, they're talking, this whole case is made with the intent of perhaps passing new laws. The new law would be the Choice Online Act, the American Innovation and Choice Online Act. I think it's an interesting law. I think there may be positive in there. They want to force Facebook basically to be an open platform where you could import your followers or your following from other platforms. You could post to Facebook, or you could use their software to post to some places. Basically give platform neutrality of some kind to the service Facebook. I think it's kind of a headache to implement these kinds of things, but you know, these companies have infinite resources, so they would be in principle very much capable. And that could lead to a more open internet. You know, what if instead of submitting myself to Mark Zuckerberg's decision of whether I should be censored, what if Facebook was forced to deal with a third party, could be right-wing Facebook, we could call it that way, and basically you have all the options of Facebook, you even can interact with everyone on Facebook, but you're dealing with the third-party algorithm called right-wing Facebook or whatever, 4chan Facebook. I think there could be a path for reintegration of open discussion in this. However, it's being handled by politician boomers, and so I won't be holding up to the hope. I think it's very likely that whatever law they will pass will not solve the problem of openness and the evidently monopolistic attitude that is used in banning decision. It's evidently monopolistic. It strikes you right in the face. When they ban Alex Jones, they ban him on all the big tech platforms at the same time. If that's not a monopoly, what is? Each platform has its own monopoly and its own market, and then they coordinate together to make sure that they ban the same people. Anyways, we can hope, we can dream. Perhaps, you know, Mark Zuckerberg may be forced to third party his algorithms and his processes, and who knows what could stem from this. But obviously, Mark Zuckerberg is operating a trust, is operating a monopoly. I don't know that we even need evidence of intent for this and evidence of dangers of the product. We already have antitrust laws. It's a question of the courage of politicians. And the problem is that Mark Zuckerberg probably has a lot of politicians in his pockets, given that he's been so involved at working with favoring the Democrat Party through his campaigning activity against Trump. In terms of money, in terms of, not that he was on the campaign trail, but in terms of money support. Representative Nancy Mass wears a sign on her blazer protesting her own state's pro-life laws. My state is banning exceptions, protect contraception. Well, there you go, lady. There you go. She has learned. She says, look, guys, we're not going to get abortions anymore. Well, look, girls, we're not going to get abortions anymore. So we have to be more clever about our use of contraception. Bravo. We've just solved the problem. The problem of the abuse of abortion as a technique for contraception and regrets. I like it. Keep that message in your back. I like it. Nancy Pelosi is so corrupt, someone says. Let's see what she says.
Over the course of your career, has your husband ever made a stock purchase or sale based on the information he's received?
What are you saying?
Over the course of your career, has your husband ever made a stock purchase or sale based on the information you've received from you?
No, absolutely not.
He was asking her if her husband has done decisions buying chips stocks like Nvidia on the basis of her telling him that she was about to pass the CHIPS bill, which will fund companies like NVIDIA. And it was eerily similar to a Dave Chappelle performance, I guess, who was avoiding a question and then running away. That's exactly what she did. AP highlights Ukraine's history of rampant corruption after US lawmaker slams Zelensky. Remember a couple of months ago? Well, at the very beginning of the war, I've been saying, look, Ukraine is something else in terms of levels of corruption. This is another category. It's not even Europe. And Europe is quite corrupted. But now we have Associated Press, the mainstream media, even aggregated by NPR, no less, they say. They made a story saying, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to be sending billions to the Ukraine. Because Ukraine is extra corrupt. And so when we send billions, there will never be a way to determine if it's getting used in line with what we wanted. In short, it seems that MSM outlets agree that perhaps it's unwise to send unchecked billions in weapons and aid to a notoriously corrupt nation whose president, Volodymyr Zelensky, just fired their equivalent of their CIA director and attorney general while accusing them of treason. Michael Tracy was saying, wonder if the vaunted US intelligence services have any insight into why Zelensky just sacked the equivalent of his CIA director and attorney general. Yeah, it's a very bad idea. But perhaps that's a feature, not a bug. Perhaps our politicians are seeing that money as sleeping in a kind of void where they will be able to grab it back in some way. I mean, isn't that already what Hunter Biden has been doing? And so they expect that there will be reimbursement of services to them eventually. So I don't think they care about sending money irresponsibly. I just coughed. I have to say I bought new material. Can't wait to receive it. I have bought a Behringer compressor, which will make it so that if my voice level changes, it will all normalize it back. I had a software compressor at the beginning of my YouTube career, but eventually I noticed that it was ruining the sound level. There was something in the sound of my voice that was destroyed by it. And now I've ordered by Amazon the Behringer two-way expander compressor. I can't wait to see it because given all of my material right here, I now have a preamp, I have the sonic exciter, I have the reverb effect, I have everything I need, and that was the last piece, a compressor. Thomas says, is it a multi-band compressor, JF? My God, I didn't even check. Let's hope. All I know is that Behringer has been giving me some awesome product. Well, giving. I've been buying some awesome products from Behringer, and I've been satisfied. I don't know. You want the answer? I can check my Amazon order, and I can tell you right away. Behringer compressor. It is the MDX 2600 interactive gain control, interactive knee adaptation, integrated DSR, interactive gain control. They don't specify, so maybe it's not a multi-band thing, but I don't care. I want to start with this. I mostly want to use this to keep the sound from being too high. So that's mostly its function. I don't expect it to do a super enhancing of my voice. I just want it to, if I cough in the mic, I don't want people to lose their ears. Tommy Robinson publishes the death certificate of Lisa Eve, a BBC radio presenter. I remember back in the COVID days, we covered the story of her death. You know, it was back in those days where the vaccines were starting to be imposed and these people were dying. And it did look like it was concomitant with the time at which she was forced to get the vaccine for her BBC job. And we now have her death certificate. Conclusion: died due to complication of an AstraZeneca COVID vaccination. So this is unbelievable. We've been losing so many people to these vaccines. Here, a BBC radio presenter. A. Increased intracranial pressure leading to irreversible brain injury. B. Thrombosis of intracranial venous sinuses with secondary hemorrhage and swelling of the brain. C. Vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine against COVID-19 given on 29th of April 2021. Mark says, take the vax, pay the tax. That's exactly what's been happening. Yes. Too bad, because there are people who genuinely wouldn't have wanted it. And there are, I don't know if it's her case, but there are people who object to the vaccine, but because they want to save their family, because they need to go to work and their workplace is enforcing it, they have to take it against their will, and they're running a risk of death. It's absolutely disgusting. Guy from V says, you want Waves Diamonds bundle, JF? I can get you a review copy of that multi-$1,000 software audio suit. Software, I've not been satisfied with the performance of the software bundles. Now, I'll never pay thousands of dollars for an audio suit. Are you insane? I think I may have tried Waves. I've never been impressed by what the software world has to offer in audio processing. And every time I switch one component of my voice processing to hardware, it's always been greater, better, feeling like a relief, feeling beautiful, being adjustable through buttons. The software world of audio processing is just not there. I know that they will tell you they're emulating perfectly these classic apparatuses. Personally, all I've seen is absolute crap. Absolute crap. And I don't know, maybe I'm not doing it correctly. If you want to send me a full list of instructions, how could I get a good voice in software processing, I'm up for it. But I've never seen anything, and I've tried all sorts of things. I've tried all these, what's their name, these plugins, all one after the other, all in combination, and they've been performing okay for the beginning of my career, but not as good as those hardware things. Those hardware are magical. Dix Lexus says, it sounds fine, bro. No. We need better. Andre says, Waves is a money-grubbing scam company that tries to nickel and dime you with their update policies. Yeah, which is exactly why I wouldn't buy a multi-$1,000 thing from anyone. Not them either. The state of the U.S. consumer, AT&T crashes as Americans can't afford to pay their phone bills. Shares of AT&T fell on Thursday. Oh yeah, one other hardware change that I did. I now have a fan right here. So if you see my hair moving, you see here? See my hair a little bit shaking? That's the Marilyn Monroe modeling fan that I've installed right here. If I had a little mini dress, like you could see my ass if I was standing up, which I won't. But it's really comfortable. It adds to the comfort. And I've always thought that these fans would create horrible noise on the mic. But are you hearing a fan? Have you guys been hearing a fan on the regular chat since the beginning of the show? I've been trying to monitor it, and I don't hear it at all. It seems that somehow it gets kicked out of the signal processing. The state of the U.S. consumer, AT&T crashes as Americans can't afford to pay their phone bills. Shares of AT&T fell on Thursday after CEO John Stankey said that customers are starting to put off paying their phone bills, which resulted in the wireless carrier cutting this year's forecast for free cash flow by $2 billion. Shares fell as much as 11% in early trading, the company's largest slide since 2022. Since 2022? Which erased the stock year-to-date gains. Since basically the year started, is that what they mean? Epstein didn't kill himself, says JF is wearing a skirt. No, I am not. I was evoking a theoretical possibility. If I was wearing a dress, I could do the Marilyn Monroe kind of dress pushing down type of stuff. Tim Hortons, the CEO of the iconic Canadian breakfast franchise Tim Hortons, has been arrested at his home early Wednesday for possession of child pornography. He was taken into custody by police and is currently in prison awaiting a bail hearing. Is that a false meme? Or is that a real story? CEO of Tim Hortons arrested for this. Ah, see, fact check. Fact check. No, Tim Hortons CEO was not arrested. This rumor about the CEO of the Canadian breakfast company originated on a website that claims to produce satirical content. There you go, labeled satire. So it's very annoying when people publish this crap on Gab, because I'm trying throughout the day to check every news item, but this one I didn't get the chance to check it. So I just put it in my Gab likes, and then I arrived at it and I read it to you guys. And then I thought, well, okay, I didn't check this one earlier today, so let's do it live. There you go. It is a false news. So no, the Tim Hortons CEO was not arrested. You can all keep eating those donuts. Teacher brags about making students use pronouns.
I know I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this, but I don't really care. Who cares? We're doing summer programming, and this year I vowed to make a really strong effort to figure out how my students want to be acknowledged as far as their pronouns. So naturally, I'm leading by example, right? I've got my name, she, her. That's how I identify. Easy, simple. So they know that they would call me Miss Kramer instead of, you know, Mr. or whatever, because, you know, the hair, there's still stigma, whatever. On our first assignment, I asked them to put their preferred pronouns on their papers, and not one kid protested, not one kid. They were all super comfortable and super down with it. But look at this.
I'm covering their name, but look at that. I'm okay being called they, them. She, her, or he, him.
Oh, God. It's like... Now she will always be rewarding this particular student visually. Like, for the whole year, she'll be like, oh, yeah, we want to care about you. So how do you feel right now? Do you want her or him or they? Because I can change, you know? It's too bad because... Who knows, maybe it's a kid that didn't even think much about this, but just didn't care, didn't know what to answer, or maybe it's a kid that is not aware of the LGBT activist meaning of the words that they're using there. But she's going to reward this with her attention, and the kid will record in their brain, okay, when I show diversity in my gender identity, I get rewarded by attention and super care from my teacher. Wow, it's the right thing to do. I'm going to keep doing it. It's so sick that these people don't think that they could even do this. To them, it's like, oh, well, we've let the child express themselves, and so everything can be good there. No. You are selecting children. And whenever they are using a diverse identifier, you're rewarding them, and then the other children are just regular children with she or him. It's absolutely ridiculous, which is why we shouldn't send children to school. Homeschool your kids. That's also a Libs of TikTok commentary. Christopher Ruffo says, Scoop, Los Angeles Unified School District encourages kindergartner to experiment with non-binary pronouns, trains teachers to subvert mainstream white cis heteropatriarchy society, and promotes sexual identities such as trans, pansexual, two-spirit, and genderqueer. Well, Los Angeles, not a surprise. That is the state of... that is the state. I will be removing the comment by Guy from V here. Guy from V, do not use this word. Biden test positive. Is it still a pandemic of the unvaccinated? No, as far as I can tell, basically at this point... Basically, at this point, we are faced with people having been vaccinated testing positive much more than those who were not vaccinated. Deadstar sends a super chat. He says, off the top of your head, what are your thoughts on the nation of Indonesia? Off the top of my head, because I know nothing about this nation. Like, you want to hear my prejudice? Like, I literally don't, I couldn't point it on a map. So, and I've never heard of anything from Indonesia. But here's my mental process here. If you ask me off the top of my head, so that means whatever comes out, you're going to take it. Indonesia sounds like India. So I would expect it to be in the region. Indonesia. Show me Indonesia on a map. Okay. Ah, so we're talking about the islands between India, basically, and Australia. Okay. Well, those are not places I would go to. This is basically those places, I consider them the Asian third world. It's like the third world of Asian countries. I'm sure there are lots of happiness having been... I'm sure there's lots of happiness occurring in those countries. But I don't think they are good places for foreigners like us. I don't think that the state of the law must be very strong. Yes, jungly, says Guy from V. It does seem like these places are jungly. So I wouldn't go there. That's my thought on the top of my head. Silver Spider says, JF, I'm still testing positive for COVID on quick tests. PCR tests are no longer reliable because they can detect up to 90 days, even if you are not ill. Well, no longer reliable. They've never been, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, I mean, they've been abandoned, I believe, mostly. But they should have been abandoned from the very beginning. You know, it's not like something new happened to these tests. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, exactly my point. We know very little in the West. Indonesia is a vast area of islands, a huge population, religious diversity, natural resources. It seems we should know more. Well, you know, I think you're right. We should know more, but I think we should also understand that this is not our place. You won't immigrate to these countries and extract the resources from them. What I expect, if I ever enter accidentally into Indonesia, what I expect is a kind of severely looking Asian guy, all burnt skin by the sun, you know, in a jungle, perhaps with some weapon, telling me, you know, in whatever language they speak there, get the fuck out of here, bro. This is my expectation. And I wouldn't ever go there. State of rights, fear that I would get extorted, that I would get kidnapped, that I would somehow find my way through the jungle to where they drug farm, and that they would take my presence there as a threat and they would shoot me. No, I'm not going to Indonesia ever. If you want this kind of adventure with the risks of it, of them, you go for it. Vote Republican. They may not be perfect, but the other side is insane. I think that's the that's a capture of the feeling of many normies. And so it's going to, I'm so excited at seeing the results of the midterm elections. When will this be? In November? So we still have a couple of months to wait. I'd love to go straight to the results. I want to know if people are even capable of understanding that their decision of 2020 was a bad one, and if they're capable of correcting. Democracy very often takes for granted that people will be able to correct, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure people are able to understand, I ruined the economy with my vote. I think their engagement with voting is more emotional than this, more irrational. Trucker protest halts cargo flow at a port of Oakland. Things grew more serious on the third consecutive day of protest at the port of Oakland as truckers opposed to a new California labor law blocked the gates and triggered a total shutdown of operations on Wednesday. So this is a following of the more severe regulations that the Californian state is trying to impose on truckers. We'll see if their means of leverage works. I don't know. Protests have not been working super well in the last examples that we've seen. So it seems that the people who direct society do not care anymore about protest. But who knows, maybe they have more leverage. Maybe they can really mess the economic activity to a point where politicians review their decision. I don't know. I hope they are successful. White House doesn't know where Biden caught COVID-19, says it's not important. Karine Jean-Pierre says, I don't think that matters. Okay, well, The era of contact tracing is over. If that doesn't matter. I thought we were all about contact tracing. I thought this was a thing of the Democrat. We need to draw the networks of social interactions and trace the source of the virus. But no, it seems. Silver Spider says, Mark, ask Jeff. Well, what was Mark asking? He says, if you are no longer sick, it's fine. Is she on her deathbed anyway? She's fine, but pregnant women are considered high risk for any disease. Fever is very bad for fetuses, so even a flu could be a problem. Oh, okay, so Silver Spider is talking about a flu being had by his pregnant woman. I wouldn't be worried about this, bro. If she has the system to handle it and goes through it, I think the effects will most likely be minimal. And if something has to happen, something will happen, and there's not much you can do about it. So just let yourself kind of abandon yourself to God. Accept Jesus Christ in your life and pray. Because there's nothing you can do to save your wife, nor your baby. Mark says, Jeff, flu is high risk to pregnant women, was the claim. Well, there I have confirmed this. Well, I have confirmed this. I have told you to relax about this and also understand in a situation that you don't have control. It's not worth generating anxiety about this. Nicholas Petrus says, unexpected God pill. As an atheist, I drop my God pills sparingly. Silver Spider says, Jeff, she doesn't have the flu, but the question really is if high fever is bad for pregnancy. Oh my God, you are having anxiety, not even at the fact that she has the flu, but at the possibility that she may have the flu. Well, you're good. You're good. Don't worry about this. And is the flu a high risk for pregnancy? I'm pretty sure that most flu in healthy pregnancies do not result in any outcome, any bad outcome other than the momentary discomfort of flu. Now, when they say that there's a high risk, it's like, at this point, they are telling women to boil their bologna before eating the sandwich if you're pregnant. They are telling women, don't eat sushi if you're pregnant. And the reality is, if sushi has never made you sick, the chances that it will suddenly make you sick out of a bacterial infection that you never had before, but suddenly while you're pregnant, it happens, are pretty low. And so at this point, they're managing risks to the point where you're keeping yourself from certain pleasures of life for a 0.0 whatever percent chance of doing anything. And I'm not sure it's a good thing to be playing on small risks like this. I think listen to your heart, follow your instinct is a better recommendation, I believe, personally. I think that built into our natural decision-making capacities, we have a better algorithm than any doctor can provide you. Injurectionist David Hogg storms the U.S. House proceeding, screams at lawmakers, Congressman Andy Biggs responds, Democrats have said, if you interrupt a proceeding, that is the definition of insurrection. So David Hogg, a man who has made a career out of complaining against guns, if I understand correctly, he's a gun control activist. And he's been basically doing his own January 6 by entering a proceeding and slowing it down by blocking it because he was yelling at them. What was he yelling? You are perpetuating violence. Stop these things now, Hug said while being removed from the hearing room by security. Sorry, David Hug, there is a Second Amendment. The people to whom you're speaking at this hearing, there's nothing they can do. The Second Amendment will always be the rule until it's abolished, but for now, there's nothing they can do for you. You are demanding the government oppresses its citizens in a way that it cannot under the current constitution. DK Shadow says, wasn't he going to start a pillow business? He was to compete with MyPillow, but he eventually abandoned this project. I don't remember the circumstances, but I've covered it. I think he was just... He was saying that basically there's no way to get a good price on pillows. But he had started this whole thing with the condition, we're going to make the pillow to be fully made by unionized worker who will be fairly treated, who will be happy creating pillows. There will be zero exploitation. And I was like, this is going to cost a lot. Your pillow is going to cost $1,000. And John Drake says, Jeff, you named it Our Pillow. Yeah, I suggested the communist Our Pillow, which would have been great for communists. I mean, you could have easily sold to Vouch audience members. You could have easily sold those pillows with a markup of $100 on each. Our Pillow, you know, and you have Vouch do an emotional appeal to his crowd, saying, you know, there's not much I've been asking you, but buy this pillow. I don't want you to do it for me. I want you to do it for your own back, because this pillow, Our Pillow, is improving the structure of your shoulder, giving you a good night of sleep, which allows you to get to work and contribute to the motherland and to increase productivity, which resolves poverty. So why wouldn't you buy Our Pillow? It's $130 a piece plus delivery fees and shipping and handling, totaling a total of $169. Which you can pay by credit card, PayPal, or by phone. Disney Fairy Godmother isn't woke enough. Parks make genderless transition to new language. So instead of fairy godmother's apprentices, instead of fairy godmothers in training, so that would imply the young people training are training to become fairy godmothers. They will instead call the show Fairy Godmothers Apprentices. That way, they are apprentices, and they are not to become godmothers because they could identify as male, so they are the apprentices of the one fairy godmother. Okay, so that's the most subtle way I've seen to translate to gender neutral language, but it's painful. I mean, clearly these little fairies are, I don't know what's the context, what's the game, what are they competing for? But it seems clear to me, based on their appearance, that they are training somehow to become fairy godmothers. Go Away says, JF, it's a nod to Trump's The Apprentice. someone at Disney is a fan. maybe not a nod in terms of being a fan, but perhaps, you know, the left sometimes does this, the reappropriation of a word. Like, you've seen the word based, for example, be used half sarcastically, but at times not sarcastically, if you will, by people like Vaush, where they will say, either they will use in one of two circumstances. Suppose there's a far left talking point that they hadn't thought about, and they will be like, oh, you wanna make it so that workers have control over their workplace and have a say in how they are getting managed by their boss? Based. So there they use it non-sarcastically. And they really use it to point to the talking points that they like. But based should have been reserved to the right wing. And specifically to, you know, a form of further than just regular mainstream right wing. Based is the grounding of things in the soil. There's nothing below based. Based is the strongest structure you can get for an argument. And it has to go to the root of an ethnocentric argument of some kind or a far-right talking point of some kind. And yet the left has tried to recruit it. Another way in which they use is sarcastically, where they will see a religious talking point or or a right-wing talking point of some kind that they don't like, and then they will say, oh, based. It's like, then they're just really imitating their opponent. So sometimes the left does this, and perhaps they've done it with Apprentice here. Silent majority of Disney employees oppose woke godmother name change, cast member says. So apparently the silent majority of the Disney employees really don't like this. Most Disney employees oppose left-leaning efforts to promote inclusion, such as the recent change to the fairy godmother-themed titles at the BBD Boppy-D boutiques. What the fuck is this? The BBD Boppy-D boutiques. At Walt Disney World in Florida and Disneyland in California, igniting internet outrage, a Disney cast member told Fox News Digital. I don't care that much about all this. Oh yeah, by the way, I forgot to say sorry for not being here yesterday. For those who missed my announcements, I had an internet shutdown. There was a physical disruption of the wires of the internet on the streets. And I thought I was worried that they would not repair it for the Styx debate. So I had to cancel the show yesterday, and I could only update on my Gab. I didn't have access to any internet thing from my computer. So I updated from my phone on Gab, and hopefully you guys have understood that there would be no show. And turned out that they fixed it around 9 or 10 p.m. yesterday, I think. So that was great. That was great to see that they've sent a team to fix the wire, and it started working immediately, so I was able to make it to the Styx morning debate. Dead Star says, JF, noon to 3 p.m. is a very dignified time to get out of bed. Much respect to you for not being an alarm clock enslaved early bird. I mean, I don't blame the enslaved early bird. I think most people are constrained in that lifestyle. They wouldn't choose it naturally. But I worked hard in my life so that I was able to have that liberty. Let me tell you that there are huge costs. You know, the alarm clock enslaved early bird, as you say, they're going to get employment opportunities. They're going to make a little more money than me. And it's going to look better at the beginning. Personally, I really worked hard, and I refused beautiful offers in workplaces just because I was like, even if I make less, I want to make it from home. and I'm just gonna accept jobs from home. And with this kind of autistic approach, I was able to escalate the ladders, and of course then got lucky with the YouTube career and everything. But even before YouTube began, I had really worked hard to solicit home jobs, and I made it work eventually. So it's I'm glad to have that liberty today, but it didn't come for free. It came at extremely low salaries at time, scraping by and just surviving with very little money. Watch Dems openly admit gun control bill will confiscate firearms in common use. So to clarify, Mr. Chairman, you're saying that it is the point of the bill to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today? Bishop again asked. Yes, Nadler responded, adding, the problem is that they're in common use. So the Democrats are really going after the big names of the gun worlds, like AR-15s, that kind of stuff, I guess. And they want to ban any assault rifle with a magazine. So that looks like pretty much any AR-15-like rifle of any kind. I don't think this will pass, so I think we don't have to be worried about it, but we would have to be worried about it if the Democrats take further power. But we don't seem to be headed there short term. Last news item, the WEF releases a video pushing for the use of space bubble to block out the sun, reduce climate change. Wow, that is a hard one for me. They are trying to make they have the space bubble that they would unleash. It wouldn't be close to the planet Earth. It would be somewhere between planet Earth and the sun, far enough that it could stay in place between the Earth and the sun. And it would constantly block the rays of light coming from the sun with the hope of dimming a little bit the light and reducing global warming. If necessary, and if it could be possible to do this healthily while not affecting things like agriculture and health, I'd be like, maybe it's worth it. But my problem is, what's going to happen with farmers? Are they going to be losing productivity because of this? Is this going to disadvantage certain people, advantage others? And ultimately, you know, is this going to be repairable? Can we stop this? If we start it, can we pop the bubbles eventually and get them out and get them out of the way? I'm worried about all these things. So humans tend to mess up these big projects. Look at the vaccine, for example. It's like it was supposed to be, okay, the big scientific effort to protect people from a new disease, and it all turns to shit, and people aren't taken to account. People aren't held accountable. I don't think people would be held accountable if this project was to go bad. So I will oppose to it, given the crappy nature of humans and their general incapacity at doing things that's not in some way, in some hidden way that we don't expect, evil and genocidal in genocidal in some form. That is it for tonight, boys. I'm very tired from having woken up early this morning to debate sticks, but I enjoyed the debate. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it. The link is in the description below. And I will see you all tomorrow. Bye bye. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.